Hello, this is Nissapod, and this is my last night in my current house. I am surrounded by boxes and mixed feelings about going. It's a really nice house. It's in a nice setting, got a view of Woolerton Hall from the back garden. And if I could actually just take the house and the street it's on and everything to be closer to where I'm now working, then that is what I would do. But moving houses, physically moving the actual house, is not something that's very easy to do with a traditional British bricks and mortar house, so don't really have that option. I know that in some parts of the world it is possible to, you know, pick your house up and move it somewhere else, but as it is, we're going to have to leave this one behind unless I want a very long commute to work each day. So I'll be very sorry to leave it. It's served us well. It's a very lovely house. When we bought it, we were without our little boy, so we bought it really for two adults to live in, and it's not that great for a child. I mean, it's a fun place to play for a child, but you know, we've hit its limitations, especially when we have visitors who also have children. We have found that just having three bedrooms and one of those bedrooms being a room behind the garage and not upstairs with the other two bedrooms has its limitations when you have guests. But I'll miss the garden with the kind of split level and the slope and the nice views. And of course, the other thing is that, I don't know whether I've given an update on Audioboo about this, but the house we were planning to buy fell through, or we pulled out of it. It's probably more accurate to say we pulled out of it because we discovered that there was a boundary issue. There was a legal issue with where the boundary with the next door neighbour was. And rather than go into battle to sort that out and start, move into a house where we'd already annoyed the next door neighbours by nicking back part of the garden that they had appropriated at some point in the past, we thought, no, let's not do that. And we also had a serious think about whether we really wanted to take on a house that needed that much work doing to it, even though, you know, it could look and be fantastic, that house. We've done two bathrooms now. We've done two putting new bathrooms in two houses. And both of them were a bit of a struggle with, you know, issues with leaks and things needing to be redone. And so we went to see a house that didn't need anything doing. The bathroom and the kitchen, all done, and all done to a very high standard. So we thought, actually, it would be quite nice to move into a house and not have to do stuff to it. So we're just awaiting the survey on that, and the downside is, of course, that we've got a few weeks of staying with various people and having our stuff in storage, because we won't be able to move into this other house that we're hoping to move into until the other people can move out themselves. So that will probably be mid to late September at the earliest. Anyway, I'm out of time now, so that's it. Bye for now.